Throw Be'ez Hashem learn Daf Samach and Masech Des Havoy Dezar. Some of the topics we're learning about include the halacha regarding Keichet B'Kavana Asa B'Shtia. If a non-Jew intentionally caused wine to move, but he did not actually touch it, the wine becomes forbidden for drinking. And the Gemara applies this to the cases of Akum Adana V'Yisrael Akuba. If a non-Jew poured wine from a barrel into a jug that a Jew was holding, and Yisrael Adana V'Akum Akuba, if the Jew poured the wine into a jug that a non-Jew was holding. The distinction between the Dari Zika, if a non-Jew was carrying wine in a leather pouch that was tied, or the Dari Kuba, if the non-Jew was carrying wine in a jug that was uncovered. Akum shenimtza eimid b'tzad habor shel yayin, em yeshlai malva lav aser. If a non-Jew was found standing next to a Jew's pit of wine, and the non-Jew had loaned money to the owner and had a lien on the wine is forbidden. The machleks regarding maga shalei b'kavana. If when the non-Jew touched the wine, he was occupied with something else, the Chacham hold mutter b'hana. The wine is forbidden for drinking, but is permitted in other benefits. While Reb Shimon holds mutter b'shtia, the wine is permitted even for drinking. Kol shebezav tar ba'akum ein oisa yayin nesach. A non-Jew does not cause wine to become yayin nesach through zrika by throwing in a way in which a zav would not make the wine tummy.